Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson and Chris Ranji. I'm Randy Carricker, and it's time for our senior spotlight. Now we go to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line, and Parkway North senior athlete Ben Parks joins us. Ben was a four-year soccer player and a four-year baseball player. However, that baseball season was truncated by the coronavirus. Ben, thanks so much for taking some time with us here on 101 ESPN.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Ben, I know that at this point, I guess you don't know what a normal senior year is like since this is your only senior year and this is it, but how are things, man? I mean, how is this going for you? You were getting ready for your baseball season. That gets shut down. I mean, where are you at right now just from a an emotional standpoint?
Well, it was sort of disappointing with all this stuff just sort of coming out of nowhere, but it's something that, like, I've never seen before, and I was really looking forward to sort of end of my senior year with baseball and everything, but just disappointing right now. Right now I'm sort of like holding on to hope that I'll still get something left, but right now I just don't know. I'm just hoping that for the best.
And you probably went through that with soccer as well, right? Where there was a moment that you thought, I don't know, maybe they would rearrange games, maybe not have anybody in the crowd or something like that. Did they ever talk about that sort of thing with you?
Really, we had our jamboree sort of the day before all of it happened, so we really didn't know what anything that was going to happen. So like the next day after our jamboree, all of a sudden they just said our season's probably canceled, so it sort of just came out of nowhere.
Ben, you're a three-year varsity player on the baseball team, a two-year starter on the baseball team, and this year you were supposed to be a captain. So that must have been really disappointing after that climb from your freshman year all the way up to your senior year. To have it end like that is really disappointing.
Yeah, it really was disappointing. And we were, as a team, we were looking to have a really good year because we had a really good year last year, and we only had two guys that were seniors last year, so we were really looking for something special. So to get it cut off was really disappointing.
Now, I know captains have great relationships, and that's kind of part of it. It's communication with your team. How are you keeping up with your teammates? I mean, how are you guys communicating right now?
We're all hanging in there. We've sort of been playing Xbox as a team and just sort of trying to stick together as a team just in case, like, if we do get something after all this is over, that we'll still be united as a team and ready to go.
Do you need any random former baseball players, old guys, to jump in and play Xbox with you? Because I'm in. I'm totally in.
We love to. All
right,
it's all we can do now, pretty much.
All right, keep a lookout for White Shadow. He's coming your way.
Wait, see, the last time BT did this, he got just completely wrecked by some 12-year-old on Fortnite.
He ruined my confidence.
Yeah, and he was
for a little bit. Took me down a peg.
He was crap-talking you, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he called me names that I don't even call people, and I'm 38, you know.
Ben, do you do that? Are you a trash talker on the Xbox?
I sort of like to let the game do the talking.
Oh, I see.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that's very good. That's very good. So you're also, Ben, my understanding is that you do very well in school also. So are you... How do you balance all of that stuff? You're playing multiple sports. You're doing well in school. Was that a difficult thing to be able to do all of those things at once?
Yeah, I'd say freshman year it was really tough for me to get adjusted. But as high schools went on, I've gotten better with time management, and that's just the key. It's to not procrastinate and just get your work done when you have to. And if you do the work in the class, then I feel like the results will carry out.
What was your favorite memory? Presuming that there is no more athletics and no more going to school, what was your favorite memory of those 4 years?
Well, it has to be our district semifinal for baseball. We were down three in the bottom of the seventh inning with two outs and nobody on base, and we came back to tie it in that inning, and then in the bottom of the eighth, we ended up winning on a walk-off. So that was
awesome.
Just one of my best memories I've ever had.
Ben, tell us about the next step for you. Heading off to college, where are you going? How'd you make the decision?
I'm going to Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri to play baseball and the major in finance. I had a visit there in the summer, and I just liked everything about it. I clicked with the coach right away, and it just felt like the right fit through and through. So that's where I'm going.
Got to be kind of nice, too, that you're close enough to home, yet far enough away that you still feel like you get that you're going off to college experience, but mom and dad can still bring you food. That's what I did in college, and it was great.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And also, an extra perk about Westminster is Columbia is just a little 20-minute drive away, so if I want to get the big college experience, I could experience that on some weekends,
perfect,
too.
You know what? When I visited Westminster when I was looking at colleges a long time ago, and nobody told me that part. They just the very first thing they told me when I got on campus is, you know, Winston Churchill gave a speech here.
Yeah.
How soon into the recruiting process did they tell you that?
Right when I walked on campus, that was about the first thing they said was the Winston Churchill.
Yep. That's the thing.
Parkway North's Ben Parks in our senior spotlight here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Ben, has the district or has Parkway North been in touch with you in regards to graduation and what plans are being made now for allowing the seniors to graduate?
We really don't know anything yet. I think the district is just waiting for as long as they can. But as seniors, we're really in the – we don't know anything yet, so we're just hoping for the best.
Ben, I know you, I mean, you don't get to the where you're at right now, heading off to college with the grades that you have without a bunch of very big influences on your life. When you look back to this point, I know stuff's crazy right now, but I've certainly got a little time to reminisce. Who have been some of the biggest influences on you so far?
The main ones has to be my parents. They've supported me throughout this whole thing, and they've always had my back, and I'm super thankful for them, and I couldn't have done it all if it weren't for them.
And so in addition to that, I mean, most people will say that about their moms and dads because of all the sacrifices and making sure you get to practice, making sure you have all the equipment you've ever needed the entire time you were playing sports. As you're watching sports, though, is there somebody that you tried to emulate, any professional athlete or it could be somebody at the college level? Is there anybody that you used to really look up to and try to model your games after?
I guess for baseball, I looked up to David Eckstein a lot. I'm a second baseman, and he was sort of a small guy too, so I just sort of tried to emulate my game off of him, and he was a huge inspiration for me.
That's one of BT's favorite teammates.
He's one of the best. He and the thing about David, and just talking to you for a minute, Ben, you can tell you're just a good dude too. You got a good head on your shoulders. David Eckstein is one of those guys that we all know the skill set that he had, right? He was fairly limited as far as God-given abilities, but he worked harder than everybody, and he was as good to every human being that he met as I've ever seen anybody. That's a pretty good guy to look up to, Ben.
Yeah, and watching him play as much as I could on the Cardinals, it was fun to watch him.
But also, if you end up making it to the big leagues, you could probably go ahead and do better than like a 1995 Camry, because I think that's what he's still driving around, isn't he?
He might have got something new by now, Ben, but he did have that for, the entire time that I played with him. And a quick little fun story for you, Ben, and maybe you'll get to this point where you can pull pranks like this on somebody. Scott Spezio, who was with us and had a great run in 06 when we won the World Series, but he took David Eckstein's car on when we were on a road trip. He got it taken in and got spinner rims put on it. So when we got back, he had spinners on his vehicle. So that's a good prank. Keep that one in your back pocket.
On a Camry.
That's right.
I will.
Oh, God, that's great. I
beautiful.
Love that.
Ben Parks is our senior spotlight nominee this week, and we appreciate you joining us, Ben. Good luck at Westminster. Congratulations on your athletic and your academic career with the Vikings at Parkway North, and we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you'll be able to walk across that platform and get your diploma.
Thank you guys for having me. Stay safe.